Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do not cancel your wedding. No need to cancel your wedding. If you're coming to Vegas, you wanted to have an Elvis wedding, an Elvis-themed wedding, it looks like they're back on. So I got news from Local News 3 in Las Vegas, Nevada, that the original story of Las Vegas wedding chapels not being able to have Elvis-themed weddings might have been misconstrued, according to the brand of Elvis. They're the company that owns the brands of, I believe, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Authentics Brand Group. They said that there was a, I can't find their exact words, but there was a communication. They felt bad that a recent communication with some of these wedding chapels caused confusion and concern. And they are going to work with those wedding chapels on how they can still honor Elvis within the ceremony, but there's going to be some changes. Now, we don't know what those changes are. I mean, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. So seeing an Elvis lookalike is just, I mean, it's an everyday thing. I mean, I probably see more Elvis impersonators than I do cacti. And some of them are not even in costume. You know, but they got the sideburns and they got the hair. And, you know, I'm like, you do Elvis, huh? And he goes, yeah, I do Elvis. And somebody had asked me on the show years ago, why is Vegas still fascinated with Elvis, being as modern as it is with the clubs and all that? And it's because Elvis represents a lot of things, the nostalgia. You know, Elvis's life was pretty fascinating. You all know that he was born in Mississippi, and then he moved to Tennessee later. He was born in Mississippi, and he was a twin. He was twin B. So he was the second twin that came out. A day after both twins were born, his older brother died. Not exactly sure why, had to be buried. So he was then, you know, sadly without his twin brother. The family was poor. I think the father got arrested for trying to forge like a $4 check or something like that. You know, the father had, you know, tried to support the family. They had money issues. And so Elvis, coming from a poor family, this rags to riches story was really inviting, and people loved that. They loved you had a boy from the South that was able to entertain and be a rebel and go against the grain, and he just became an overnight success in the 50s. I can't wait to see the movie because we'll definitely get a lot more scoop on him. But he first performed in Vegas, I think it was like 56, 57. It was right before he went into the Army. And people at first were worried that Elvis being in Vegas wouldn't fit, you know, with a lot of the crooners and swing music and things like that. And rock and roll, you know, was still kind of more of a kid's thing as opposed to an older person thing, you know, a traditionalist versus a baby boomer. And it just got popular. And he got more popular, more loved. He did his Army training. He did his boot camp, went to Germany. I think he was a Jeep driver. I'm not exactly sure all the things he did in Germany. Did have to leave because his mom was sick. But from what I understand, he finished his military stint, came back, did movies, and, you know, and he just had this sort of, you know, rags to riches story that a lot of people liked. In Vegas today, you know, people love the fountains and they love the clubs and, you know, they love the beach clubs, which we have to talk about. The beach clubs got themselves a headline. We'll talk about what happened there. But people also want a little nostalgia. And when you see Elvis, you're reminded of rock and roll. You're reminded of your parents. You're reminded of your grandparents. And it's a happy thought. You know, Elvis Presley died on the toilet, we were told. People ask, how do you die on the toilet? I think James Gandolfini might have been found dead the same way by his son in a hotel. I believe they were in Italy at the time. And we believe when you strain to poop and you have that Valsalva maneuver, it could cause a heart attack, could increase the heart load, could cause, sadly, that stress on the heart. So, you know, Elvis leaving us in the 70s was obviously a shock. And so for Vegas to memorialize him, people think, oh, it's gaudy and, you know, it's cheesy and all that. I don't think so. Vegas now is becoming a mecca of not only entertainment, but of fantastic food, of you know, Michelin star chefs and restaurants, of sports. We have the Raiders. We have the Vegas Golden Knights. We have the Aviators. We have the Silver Knights. We have so much in sports now. So we're becoming a sports mecca. We held the draft. We're going to host a Super Bowl. And so Vegas, why not encompass everything? It doesn't always have to be about the new. You could also appreciate some of the old. And, you know, for those of us that really love the roots of rock and roll and 50s music, you know, when I see an Elvis impersonator and that, and he sings and he could perform like that, those guys have talent. These Elvis impersonators are very talented. So having a wedding, you know, bringing in a little bit of the 50s, that might bring in a little bit of your parents or your grandparents or a time when the world wasn't as flippin' crazy and messed up as it is, I can completely understand. So what we're being told is Elvis weddings are probably back on. The company Authentic Brands, being reported by News 3 Las Vegas, said that they are working with chapels on the use of Elvis's name, image, and likeness. We are sorry that recent communication, they said, with a small number of Vegas-based chapels caused confusion and concern. That was never our intention. Chapel managers and owners had reported that they received cease and desist notices from ABG over the use of impersonators. And then, and you know, there's, I don't know how many thousands of people do that here in Vegas. So we're talking about a lot of people's livelihood. And I get it. You don't want to sully the name. I mean, you know, but most of the impersonators, they don't bring up the bad. They don't bring up the drugs. They don't bring up the, you know, the Elvis impersonators, from what I understand, unless, you know, I'm missing something, really honor him and what he contributed to music and 50s and American culture. He's an icon. We celebrate him. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have a question for you guys. All right? And, you know, you don't have to cuss. But I'd like to know, has your opinion on us doctors changed? Did it change for the better? Did it change for the worse? Do you like us still? Do you respect us still? Or because of what happened with COVID, are you done? Are you done with taking doctor's advice? I'd like to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was asked that on an interview. How do I feel the American public now looks at the medical profession and looks at doctors? And I could tell you how my patients that, you know, I take care of feel. And I could tell you what I hear people say, but I really want to hear from you guys because I have a feeling it's bad. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And we doctors, we brought it on ourselves. So in the beginning of COVID, everybody was a hero. We worked endlessly, whether it was in the hospital, whether it was in a medical clinic, whether it was talking to our patients online because they couldn't come in, whether it was telemedicine, whatever. And when people saw doctors in the hospital and nurses and people dying, you know, taking care of them, you know, the medical profession were heroes. And people, for years, you would talk to a doctor and they say, well, the doctor said this, or doctors recommend this. Ooh, the doctor said this, then I'll do it. You know how many times for years wives would bring the husbands in and she'd say, Doc, you tell him because he won't listen to me, but he'll listen to you. And I'd be like, well, it looks like, you know, your cholesterol is a little high. She's telling you to stop eating all that blank. And, oh, you know, your liver enzymes could be up. Do you drink alcohol? She's telling you to quit being a slut. Okay, and I don't need you to translate. But if I said, look, you know, we need to watch the diet. We need to cut back on this, cut back on this. Okay, they listened. And, you know, maybe that's why I spent more time at the office with my family. Because when I would tell my kids to do something, they're like, they wouldn't do it. Yet if I told my patient to do something, it was like, yes, ma'am. And I was like, ooh, I like this. So, I never wanted to be adorned and you know, be considered, you know, the goddess of medicine. I let people call me by my first name. I wanted to partner with you. It's not, you know, do as I say, you know, and shall let it be done. It's like, look, I'm here to give you options. Here's your buffet of options. This is the plate I would pick, but these are your options. And I liked working with people. When COVID came, though, you had two major elements of COVID. One was the pathological disaster of COVID. The other was the societal disaster of COVID. And politicians, public officials took steps. And they took steps to limit us. They took steps, and I don't know how they got this authority, to go into our work, the way we work, and the way we support ourselves. We were threatened to go to jail. We were threatened to lose our licenses. We were threatened over and over and over again if we didn't follow public officials' recommendations. And doctors were split. We've been speaking about this over the last 2 years. Some doctors were like, you know what? Whatever the public officials say, it's fine. Wear the mask, even if it's dirty and it's been in your pocket for months. Just, it's a face covering, it's a barrier. Just, guys, there's bigger fish to fry. And other doctors are like, yeah, but I want to stay true to my patients. Guys, those things might be dirty. I'd rather you get the N95s. Where's the N95s? But, you know, putting bandanas probably aren't going to protect you. And we doctors split on that. We also split on the mandates. You had doctors say, vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. This is your shot. This is your shot. Everybody get vaccinated. And they would say, don't come to my hospital if you're not vaccinated. You know, you're hurting the public. You're this, that. And you know, some doctors just went off one way. Other doctors were like, look, guys, you know, I support vaccination, but, you know, there can be side effects. Talk to your doctor. You know, I don't think there should be mandates. I understand why there's multiple populations that might feel marginalized in studies and not feel represented. I get it. Talk to your medical provider. And then you had some doctors saying, don't take the shot. Don't take the shot. It's evil. It's evil. And there weren't a lot of them that did that. And then there was the big split on medications. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. While we were studying medications, and there were people who took them, and anecdotally said, look, I'm fine. I did well. Dennis Prager, Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers. Any doctor that suggested them was considered spreading misinformation. So you had doctors on one side going, nobody touch it. Nobody touch it. It's horrible. It's medication that Trump said to inject into you. And other doctors are like, look, you know, there's clinical trials right now studying the efficacy. We're getting mixed results. You know, but I'm interested in them. I just can't necessarily recommend you use them. But we had public officials saying, look, you're just not allowed to prescribe them. If you prescribe them, you can lose your license. So it was a mess. And where could people go if they were confused by some of the flip-flopping with Dr. Fauci or some of the back and forth with the CDC or some of the guidance of, well, you need to isolate for 10 days, but you need to quarantine for 14. And even if you're sick, you could come back. If you got vaccinated, you could go, you aren't carrying the virus. But if you aren't vaccinated, you are, even though vaccinated people could spread the virus. And so people started to watch what was happening with the CDC going, okay, I don't get what the CDC is saying. I'm still not convinced that they know what they're doing. So where did people go? They went to their doctor. And they thought their doctor would have, you know, an opinion. And they did. Doctors did have an opinion. But when they found that doctors didn't have the same opinion, that started to rattle their faith, shatter their faith. So when one doctor said, just do everything they said, just follow the rules, don't question it. Next. Okay, and then when another doctor's like, well, look, you know, let's talk this through. All right? You know, it's more dangerous if you're pregnant to get COVID than we know about the risks of the shot. I get it. I get you're scared. But all we can do is go with what we have now. So I believe the doctors, and I'm biased, but I think the doctors that did it like me are the ones that still kept the respect of the patients. But those doctors that wouldn't listen, wouldn't let patients go, but what about natural immunity? You know what? Don't vaccines work with your natural immunity? No. Natural immunity just doesn't even play with this one. Just get the shot. I think they lost a lot of that. I thought a doctor was supposed to be open-minded. I think a doctor was supposed to, you know, talk to us. And I get the doctors. I understand why medical professionals were saying, get the shot, just don't question it. I understand why they did it. I might not have agreed with it, but I understand why they did it, because there's this assumption that the American public is stupid. And this assumption, which I disagree with, is if you don't mandate the laws, people won't do it. If you don't mandate seatbelts, they won't put their seatbelt on. If you don't mandate helmets, they won't put their helmet on. If you don't mandate a shot, they won't get the shot. When you leave it to people's choice. Now, I'm of a different mindset, because before the lockdowns in my neck of the woods, we were already going to close down. I'm like, now the schools are closed. My staff needs to be with their families. Let's close down for a few weeks. Everybody's kind of nervous. Close down, regroup, figure what this is, you know. I mean, the public is smart for the most part. I mean, yeah, we have some idiots out there. But what did the public do when COVID first hit? Like, you know what? I think we're going to stay home. I'm going to watch the news. I'm going to try to educate and see what we have. And you know, I don't like to think that my patients are stupid. I like to think that my patients have the same amount of mentation, the same amount of brain function that I have. But we are educated on things differently. They might know more about law. They might know more about economics. They might know, I know more about medicine. So we share information. We teach. Doctors are teachers. And we didn't see the teaching part. Patients were like, teach me. You know, why does natural immunity not have any role? And I explained it to you. I was like, well, we were told that you don't make enough natural immunity. And we were both right and wrong. Natural immunity does help in studies, and it augments your vaccine. But for those of us that got Delta or Omicron, we're still getting the subvariant. So natural immunity helped, but it didn't make us completely immune. So the moral of the story is those doctors that had open minds and said, look, the science is evolving. There's both sides. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to understand your fears. I'm going to tell you what I know, and I'm not going to judge. I think those are the doctors that still kept the respect of the patients. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. labor market remained positive in May, even as most Americans are taking home less money because of rampant inflation. 390,000 jobs were created nationwide last month, while unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. President Biden, at home in Delaware this hour, is addressing America's inflation problem.
And there's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength. It's still a problem. We can tackle it from a position of strength.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August. USA Radio News. It's Week 8 in the USFL Football League. One game tonight, one game Saturday, and two games on Sunday. Scammers will say anything and promise everything just to get your personal information. Let's get more information on how they're hitting Americans.
The COVID-19 pandemic saw a sharp increase in costly government imposter scams. That's according to new research from the Better Business Bureau. Social Security scams have been topping the scams list since 2019. The FTC also says they're the most reported scam at this point in 2022. With relief funding during the pandemic, scammers also created grant programs to lure in victims. Medicare was the second most popular target of scammers. Since government scams peaked in early 2021, they have slowed, but people lost twice as much money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're still in shock with what happened with the Uvalde, Texas shooting at Robb Elementary School. And Salvador Ramos, 18 years old, had gunned down 19 students and two teachers. We are now being told that the 911 calls from children who were calling inside the school were not relayed to the school district police chief, Pete Arredondo. He was the commander on site, or the incident commander. Now, this is according to State Senator Roland Gutierrez. Arredondo has faced some huge criticism because it was believed that he held back law enforcement for more than an hour before federal agents confronted the shooter and then were able to kill him. According to USA Today, Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McGraw said last week that Arredondo wrongly determined that no more lives were at risk and was treating the situation as a barricaded subject and not an active shooter. If he had received calls from students inside the classroom, which, by the way, shouldn't have had to happen, we're not going to act unless we get a 911 call. Well, I was surprised these kids had cell phones. They could have gone in earlier. Gutierrez represents Uvalde, and he was informed by officials at the Commission on State Emergency Communications that the 911 calls were received by the Uvalde Police Department and not directly relayed to Arredondo during the shooting, even though there were multiple law enforcement agencies on the scene. Officials said the Commission on State Emergency Communications did not respond to a request for comment. Gutierrez said, "I'm not blaming the Uvalde Police Department. I'm not blaming the ISD cops or the troopers or anybody singularly," Gutierrez said at a Thursday news conference. "There is blame enough here to go around. There was human error. There was system error." Gutierrez said the communication failures were in part due to the many law enforcement agencies contacting with different radio companies rather than being on one uniform network. Still, he said it's unclear whether the information from the 911 calls was relayed to many law enforcement agencies on the scene, including the 19 officers in the hallway outside the rooms where the shooter was located. There were officers apparently outside right there in the hallway the whole time. Gutierrez also said he's unsure whether Uvalde Police Department officers attempted to take over command at the scene. So, I'm not in police force, and I really, bow to their expertise, and I'm assuming it's different protocols for active shooter, barricaded shooter, hostage situation. But I'm surprised that there was that hour plus long length of time, despite what protocol was supposed to take place, and we're slowly getting some clarity on how that wasn't the norm and why it might have happened. Gutierrez said he is seeking the identities and affiliations of the officers who had entered the school and were waiting in the hallway. He said McGraw had said Friday that he would release the names to Gutierrez, who added that he would release them to the news media. Gutierrez expressed frustration about the shifting narratives offered by top Texas officials about law enforcement response and the many lingering questions. He said, "We need transparency, and that hasn't happened here." So funerals are currently taking place. Residents are still trying to figure out what the heck happened. Other schools around the nation also want to know what the heck is going on because they're... The school active shooter protocols piggyback off of a law or precede a law enforcement protocol. And if schools come to learn that a law enforcement protocol is to wait if there's a barricaded situation, now schools need to figure out how they could convey to outside police officers what the true situation is. Now, sadly, like with the Titanic, lives were lost that shouldn't have been lost, and any silver lining is from here on out, things are done differently on ships where there's plenty of boats and life preservers and communications such that it hopefully never happens again. But this was 2022. I mean, are you crying out loud? 2022. And we have issues with communications. And it took students that were still there next to the shooter. In fact, one called 911 and the shooter went over to her and shot her afterwards. No protocol can rely on a hostage being the main communicate, if I'm wording that correctly. Democrats, including Gutierrez, are calling on Governor Greg Abbott to call lawmakers back for a special session in Austin to address gun control measures, such as raising the minimum age to 21 to purchase a rifle, requiring a cooling-off period before a buyer can take possession of a purchased firearm, enacting mandatory background checks before all firearm sales, passing red flag laws, limiting the availability of high-capacity magazines. Republicans are advocating for increased security at school, including arming teachers and improved mental health services. Abbott said last Friday that all options are on the table, and the restriction of gun rights is obviously hugely debated and controversial. So on Wednesday, Abbott directed the State House and Senate to convene special committees to study school safety and mass shooting and develop recommendations for how the legislature can address the issue. Lawmakers are not scheduled to convene for the next legislative session until January. There are going to be both Republicans and Democrats on the special committee. Gutierrez will not be on the special committee. So there needs to be a lot of learning, but there has to be learning quickly. You know, fortunately, we are in summer break, but not all schools are on summer break right now. There's also summer camps. There's, after school. There's summer school. So this is something that needs to be figured out quickly. And if our schools are built poorly, I told you, I taught in a classroom where the two doors were in front. And when one of my very first lectures, I immediately noticed that was bad. Where's the back door? If a shooter came in and stood where I was, shot me, faced the whole auditorium, they could hurt everybody in the auditorium. There's no way to escape. There's no place to run. They're in front. And the two doors are in front. I don't know how that was built and why it was built that way. And it's a relatively new building, too. And so I think when architects and school officials decide to, make a school, the other thing too is a lot of schools, they don't have windows. They don't have, and I get, you want to, on one end, not having a window there is protective, but there has to be doors that are one-way doors that allow exits. And the thing is we always learn. I mean, it's evolving. We learn, that might not be as good a safety feature as we once thought. But kids couldn't escape. Kids couldn't leave. And they were stuck and they were sitting ducks. And 911 calls were not, which 911 calls are supposed to go to the police. Amid all the chaos and amid all the groups that were there and probably some chain of command, word did not get out. People are assuming it's very similar to the Stoneman Douglas shooting where there was a guard that stood down. We don't know if he was told to stood down or if he was scared, and timid and didn't want to go and face the shooter. All I know is, man, I would want to face him. There is nothing. I don't care how much more adept that person would be with guns. I'm going in. And I get it. And so, we need more answers. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got to talk about it. If it's a topic and there's a big elephant in the room, we got to deal with the big elephant. And the topic that is on many people's minds is why are boosted Americans who got one COVID shot, then they got their second COVID shot in the series, then they got their third COVID shot, and then they got their fourth COVID shot, hence 2 boosters, 4 shots total. How come they seem to be getting COVID just as much, and one report says even more, than those who skipped their booster? And I know nobody wants to talk about that in the media. They don't, because they don't want people to misconstrue that as the booster shots are making you more vulnerable. But let's on this show, we're going to talk about it. I think that is a very fascinating turn of events that we're seeing. Predictable, but it is a kind of against the grain that the media narrative has been pushing this whole time. Now, I'm licensed in multiple states, and all I can tell you is from data I see of the hundreds of patients I see in multiple states, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Alabama, Iowa, Colorado, North Dakota, Minnesota, Washington State, Arizona, Nevada, Guam. I don't know if I missed another state. I think those are all the states. I have to double check. And I'm telling you right now that when a patient calls in saying, I tested positive, or my wife's positive, I tested negative, but I have the same symptoms, I ask everybody, have you been vaccinated for COVID? Have you been boosted for COVID? When was your last vaccine? And 95% of the calls I'm getting are people who have been vaccinated and boosted. Now, to put things into perspective, a good majority of the American public has had the vaccine. So, of course, if we're going to have continued COVID cases, we're going to be seeing the majority have had the vaccine. But what about this concept of being boosted? Now, a lot of us, we got our vaccines a year prior. But those of us that got boosted, I had people who they said, I got my booster in December. I got my booster this spring. My second booster, they would say. So CBS News has an article here saying federal data suggests that the rate of breakthrough COVID infections in April was worse in boosted Americans compared to unboosted Americans. Now, the rates of death and hospitalization still are lowest among those boosted. And for me, that's what I really, really care about. I mean, I care about it all, but I really watch in terms of the hospitalization and death rate. I mean, I do believe these vaccines prevent hospitalization and death. Do I believe they prevent breakthrough COVID? No. Do I believe they stop a person from spreading it and should be used to kick people out of restaurants and schools in a mandate form? No. So, yeah, but I'm not surprised that it'll help avoid hospitalization and death. And this shift, they say, underscores the growing complexity of measuring vaccine effectiveness at this stage of the pandemic. They say it comes as officials are weighing key decisions on booster shots, pandemic surveillance, including whether to continue using the, quote, crude case rates at all. So why are boosted people getting it? Okay, well, the simple answer, actually, hold on, I got some numbers here. CDC had rolled out a dashboard that encompasses data from immunization records and positive COVID tests from 30 health departments across the country for the week of April 23rd, so about 6 weeks ago. It said the rate of COVID-19 infections among boosted Americans was 119 cases per 100,000 people, double than those who were unvaccinated. Okay, so that's data that, again, nobody's really talking about. And there's a way to download it. They don't make a very, very easy chart, so I'll have to figure out how I can break it down for you guys. But the first most common reason, and this is a no-brainer, is the vaccine you guys are getting was designed based on a virus that's 3 years old, a three-year-old virus, and a virus that's not necessarily circulating now. We're getting partial protection. I will swear by that. We are getting partial protection, but we're not getting full protection. It's like getting a three-year-old flu shot. If somebody said, Dahlia, do you want a flu shot? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a flu shot. They go, yeah, but it's the 2019 flu shot. No, thank you. I'd like a 2022 flu shot, please. I don't think a 2019 flu shot's going to help me. Now, mind you, you cannot compare COVID and flu because, you know, flu strains do vary year to year. COVID, it seems to be, you know, mutating and still having same components and antigens, and some of the spike proteins are the same. But the truth of the matter is we were promised that if they were going to do mRNA technology, they would fine-tweak it for the variants. It looks like because they bought so much of the first and they need to sell that and to flip the switch and do the new ones, it's going to be very costly. And the government is going to have to now spend billions on new shots. Well, they want to get rid of the old shots first. They don't want to have a stockpile of old shots. Nobody's going to want them, and then they're going to be in trouble for all the money that they wasted. So there's this push to just keep getting boosted with the other shots. And when boosted individuals are saying, but I'm still getting COVID, you have this hesitancy on getting any more boosters. The other thing that could have happened is the boosters worked so well, and the vaccine worked so well, that people never got COVID. And so they couldn't build the natural immunity. So I've been vaccinated. I have not been boosted. I did not get the booster because I got real COVID in January. It sucked. But I wasn't in the hospital. And after going through all that, I'm like, okay, well, that definitely was a booster because I got real COVID. And then I noticed when the next phase came, if at all, maybe I got some sniffles. Maybe I got no fever, no body aches. If I even got it last month, barely noticed it. So I'm thinking I had the shot. I had natural immunity. I have some of the higher immunity, God willing. And that's what studies are showing. So it could be that some of these boosted individuals never got a chance to actually go through an actual COVID illness. Not that I would recommend that, because COVID sucks. It could cause brain fog. It could cause long-lasting issues. It could cause blood clots. In fact, I think one of the actors from Melrose Place, he's only in his 60s, just died of COVID. I mean, COVID kills. It's still killing. So I will never tell you to go and get this on purpose or to avoid vaccination, but I'm wondering if that could be what's going on and why non-boosted individuals don't seem to be getting sick as much as boosted. But again, what public officials really care about is who's dying of this. And if non-boosted individuals are the ones that are dying, then we have to call it like it is and say, look, guys, you know, that's important. So my patients that call in, maybe not my patients, but the patients that I take care of, I consider my patients the ones that I had for years, you know, that they call me by my first name. Yeah. The patients who I just meet for 5 minutes online, when they call in saying they're positive for COVID and they're frustrated, and I go, you know, have you gotten your COVID shot? COVID and double boosted. And you could see the anger. You could see the frustration. And what I say is, well, hopefully you aren't going to have severe, but you know what they're thinking. You know they're frustrated. And my worry about all this is, the frustration might project onto future vaccination campaigns. I told you guys from the beginning, I am going to support a COVID vaccine like the flu vaccine that you get once a year. But I am so worried that people are so jaded by getting sick despite their boosting shots that when the new one does come, they might be like, forget it. So we got to rethink things because we're really losing the American public and future public health efforts might be shunned. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.